This is GQDN for Finally Friday, October 3rd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. But while you're there, go get Quest Worthy. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have more EA stuff, EA Fallout. You can pre-order the 20th anniversary God of War controller right now. And we got some Xbox news as well. But we are going to begin today with Unity, because PC Gamer did say that Unity did find a security vulnerability that was there for almost a decade, and they told the developers to take immediate action, which is why they're urging their users to update their software, because of the new security vulnerability was spotted in the versions 2017.1 and later. And that goes across the versions of Android, Windows, Linux, macOS, and operating systems. And that was discovered on the 4th of June this year. The patch came October 2nd, and the vulnerability means that the users are, quote, susceptible to an unsafe file loading and local file inclusion attack depending on the operating system, end quote. Which means that someone could enable a local code execution and grab information at, quote, the privilege level of the vulnerable application. Now, they also said that there is, quote, there is no evidence of any exploration of the vulnerability, nor has there been any impact on users or customers, end quote. Now, if you want to rebuild your projects, Unity did publish a tool that will patch the applications on Android, Windows, and macOS. However, the tool will not work on builds with tampering proof or anti-cheat measures, and it does not work with Linux as well. So tread lightly. Blizzard has their own graphics, don't they? Wowhead said that Blizzard is responding to the add-on lockdown feedback, and the out-of-combat restrictions will be lifted. Yep, this is a blue post. You know it's Wowhead. Quote, immediately, in this first day of testing, we've seen feedback on how currently there's a complete lockdown on the ability for add-ons to parse chat, add-on comms channels, while in instances we're seeing it break add-ons that support tool consoles, break timers, and other benign communications, e.g. sharing raid notes or Mythic Plus Keystone information. We agree that this is starting to exceed excessively broad. We're going to make changes only to apply the new logic while there is an active encounter, Mythic Plus run underway. Our goal is to make it so that the tools will fractalate sharing information before or after combat won't be impacted. We'll update our alpha development notes when the above is implemented, end quote. So that is going on at Blizzard. Now we got some EA stuff still. And just as an update, because some more people are speaking out against the EA acquisition. And this time, according to DualShockers, it is the Baldur's Gate developer CEO Sven Vinky Way, or Zimbicki, because he has some thoughts on the EA acquisition. So he got up on X, and he said, quote, probably a good time to remind people that making games faster and cheaper while charging more has never worked before, end quote. Now, Larian Studios did post their operating loss of $223,000 in 2022, but they did report a profit of $260 million the following year, with an overall revenue of $446 million. And that's not the first time that Vinky did take the side of the pro consumers, because he also expressed support for the mod developers who are working on fan-made projects. So he is voicing out against the EA deal. People were voicing out too against Xbox. GamesRadar.com said that the Xbox Game Pass price jump was being bad to the people. So the Microsoft director of gaming, Dustin Blackwell, talked to The Verge. And he said, quote, "What's new for everyone across the three Xbox Game Pass plans is bigger game libraries, including PC games across each of the plans. There is also unlimited cloud gaming, which is new to Essential Premium subscribers," end quote. But he also did talk about the amount of the first day releases that will be into Ultimate, which is more than what the calendar had than last year. More games. Further quote, "We're also now giving access to more than 75 day one releases each year. That's a 50% increase over the day one titles we provided last year," end quote. Now, if you're already a user of those services and you don't have any interest, according to GamesRadar, that would be meaningless. That's what GamesRadar is saying. $30 could make it harder to justify the month to month. Once again, that's GamesRadar saying that, not me. Though I would suspect I'll be giving my thoughts tomorrow. Twitch.tv/DawnForge. But we're not done with Xbox. No. Because according to Pure Xbox, the current deals, the discounts, are going away because Game Pass is changing. And they said that there's no longer a 10% price decrease for subscribers, except for EA Play games, where that 10% reduction still applies. But they found some 10% off bundles, like the premium upgrades for South of Midnight and Indiana Jones. But the DLC Game Pass is showing up at full price, like the Order of Giants for Indiana Jones. And that is not, or is nothing without the full game discount for 20%. And they're saying that that's a bit of a bummer. That's Pure Xbox saying that, because they were talking about the Game Pass perk for the DLCs and how much they liked it. So here's what Microsoft said in a post. Quote, "Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. With our upgraded rewards program, players can get up to 30% value on select Game Pass games with 4x points on purchases of games and add-ons, 10% back in points on select Game Pass library titles and add-ons, and up to 20% off on select Game Pass games. But don't worry, Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3 is still in development. And you know that'll be up on Xbox as well, eventually. Oh wait, they do have some Xbox technical concerns. So, Part 3 will not just be on PlayStation, but it'll also be on Xbox and Nintendo Switch 2. And the third game will have that multi-platform strategy. So here's what the director, Nakoi Hamaguchi, did say to Easy Allies. Quote, "We do have designated teams working on each platform so that our multi-platform approach won't impact the development whatsoever," end quote. Now, I did acknowledge that Square Enix is facing some challenges with bringing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth to Xbox Series X and S, and they were saying that there was some memory loss that was to blame. Further quote, "As for the Xbox version, like many other publishers, I think we did see some issues with the lack of memory compared with other platforms," end quote. And that was a release date that was for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth on Switch 2 and the Xbox Series X and S that has not yet been revealed yet. The first game in the saga, Final Fantasy VII Remake Entregard, will launch for both consoles on January 22nd. And the features that will make it easier to play will be added to PC and PlayStation 5 in a future update. Part 3 is currently in development. And Hamaguchi did say that the saga will have, quote, "proper high quality," end quote, for the finale, though it has not been formally revealed yet. And the Final Fantasy producer, Tetsuya Nomura, did say that Square Enix does know when it will be right to officially reveal the game. Now we go to the esports corner, because Esports Insider did give us why some of the CS2 teams are withdrawing from Fragadelphia Blocktober, and that is officially underway. The teams from North America and Europe will be competing in the Tier 2 tournament to earn the Valve regional standings points. But several teams did announce their withdrawal from the tournament, and I'll be lowering the number of participants, and they were sparking frustration within the community. So here are the teams and why they're out of the tournament. Team Liquid, because it was found a few days ago that they have withdrawn from the event taking place on October 2nd to the 5th in Philadelphia, because they said that it was worth noting that the team did cite some health concerns and limited practice for reasons for the withdrawal. In fact, Ninjas in Pajamas also left, and they had a statement, quote, "After carefully monitoring results and VRS outcomes, we believe this is the best decision for our team, allowing our players to fully focus on the major," end quote. They weren't the only ones. AAB Esport also left, because they're not intention to qualify for the Budapest Major. So this organization also announced their withdrawal. Here's what they had to say. Quote, "When HLTV chose to downgrade coverage of the LAN, we felt our funds would simply be better spent elsewhere. Having to beat teams like Big, Acastic, Wildcard, or Fnatic 3 times just to secure a single VRS match seemed like a poor allocation of resources," end quote. But come on, you know they play stuff. And just to let you know, PushSquare.com did say that you can pre-order the God of War 20th Anniversary PlayStation 5 controller now. And they are up at the PlayStation Store, Amazon, Best Buy, GameStop, and Walmart. And you can get them for $85. Yep, even the UK ones. Yep. Oh, if you want a little handheld with some basic games, Esports Insider says that the Play Solana launches Super Hub. Play Solana is the initiative behind the crypto space first handheld gaming device. The Play Solana Gen 1 console is now available. In fact, there was a press release published on October 2nd, and the Play Solana team did confirm the launch of Super Hub. And the Super Hub platform is anchored by the Play Solana Generation 1 handheld console. So, there's a little handheld. Cool. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night for the weekly show. Twitch.tv/DawnForge. So until then, go play some video games, people.